Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716.
Good morning, everybody. First of all, just a couple quick announcements. This Thursday, Chef Del is going to do conversations with Chef Healthy School or Work Lunches. So if you're tired of peanut butter and jelly and running out of ideas, this is a call that will help you from America's favorite plant-based chef. And then on Monday of next week, our conference call is on children's health. Obviously, plant-based nutrition is important, but there is so much more to talk about. So that's going on. And then and just a couple of other things. Fall semester for the Wellness Forum Institute starts in September, and the classes we'll be offering are Anatomy, Microbiology 1, Evaluating Statistical Evidence, Psychology 2, Nutritional Issues and Controversies, Nutrition and Diabetes, Nutrition and Cardiovascular Health, Sports Nutrition, and Business Training for Health-Related Occupations. So if you're interested in any of that stuff, just call our office at 614-841-7700. Okay, so let's get into the topic. We're going to talk about mammography some more here. Important, important subject. One of the most disturbing reports in the book is the explanation for why mortality rates may be higher initially when screening programs are instituted. Michael Retzky is an expert in the field, and he states that his research shows that metastatic breast cancer often includes periods of dormancy at the single-cell phase and at the micrometastasis phase, and that surgery to remove the primary tumor may terminate this dormancy by initiating angiogenesis, which results in rapid relapses. In other words, surgery as a result of the mammogram may accelerate breast cancer growth, even for a woman who really does have cancer. And of course, I've read about this before. I think that I'm not ready to jump off the cliff and say that this is definitive, but there's a growing body of evidence that shows that this is at least a possibility. And I think that with all of the other evidence that's been put forth, this should at least send a message to the cancer industry that we should be taking a closer look at all this. One interesting observation is the perception that the American Cancer Society is an authority. It's not. It's just an interest group with financial conflicts of interest like all the rest of them. The group's board includes executives from the drug companies, and it receives large donations from the mammography industry and other manufacturers. Many of the board members receive funding from the National Cancer Institute and the National Institutes of Health, and they are not about to put this funding in danger with controversial views, even if they are true. And I do have to insert here, the definition of controversial views today is that you're telling the truth. In 1989, the American Cancer Society had accumulated $700 million in cash reserves, and preserving its wealth and its place at the table for funding are its major objectives. So when the American Cancer Society makes a pronouncement about something, this isn't some type of health determination. This is a special interest group just voicing its opinion about what should happen, just like all the other special interest groups. The fact remains that the largest declines in breast cancer mortality continue to be in groups of women who are not subject to screening. For example, Cancer Research UK reported that deaths from breast cancer had fallen to the lowest level in 40 years. The problem is that the decline occurred in all age groups. There was a 41% drop in women between 40 and 49 who were not screened, and a 41% drop in 50 to 64 women who were 50 to 64 who were. And the decline in the screened group started 3 years before the screening began. The reason the figures look as good as they do is that lead time bias causes longer survival without any reduction in mortality. And what this means, lead time bias, I'll remind you, is when we discover pseudo-cancer early that isn't really cancer, treat it as if it's cancer, and the people would be alive anyway. We're just finding it earlier and earlier and earlier. So anyway, I'll stop there for now. This stuff can make you really angry if you spend a lot of time thinking about it. That's all for now, and have a great day.